All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where I am going to be letting you hear a few bars of this song that I know a lot of you are familiar with, but I want to start with this song because there's something else I want you to hear by the same, well, basically the same group.
The low rider is a little higher.
Yes, I know you all remember that. Taking us back to the day when we had a number of cars that were riding kind of low, close to the street, close to the ground, and they were called low riders. Well, of course, as you know, War is the group who did that song called Low Rider.
Low Rider.
Did you see your low riders riding kind of slow? A little slower than most cars? All right. This is the group that I wanted you to hear for just that very, very brief period of time so that you could then hear this song by essentially the same group. Now, a lot of you probably recognize the sound of that harmonica. The man on that harmonica is none other than Mr. Lee Oscar. He's the one who played the harmonica with War back in the day. You're hearing the voice of B.B. Dickerson there, the bass player, who, of course, also sings.
Now,
that's the name of the song, 9 to 5.
Up at the crack of dawn,
Ordinary Man. Part of the Los Angeles Latino community. And the thing is, though, they aren't exactly the same group that you may have heard much of the 70s. And that is partly because, largely because, one of the guys who helped to found the company is no longer with the rest of that group, or I guess I could say they're no longer with him. They had, well, a breakup. And so we have the Low Rider Band, which consists largely of some members of the group that was together when they were called, when they were all together and called War. Low Rider Band is the band that still includes Lee Oscar and a number of the others. Some of their top albums included Deliver the Word, Why Can't We Be Friends, and All Day Music. All right, so we're featuring them now. The song again is called 9 to 5. All right, we will be hearing more of that throughout the hour. I just wanted to give you that intro so you'd really really be familiar with who you're hearing there. All right, that said, let's move into what we're talking about this hour. We're going to take a look at the whole question of how are we doing? How are we doing? You know, from time to time, I like to pose that question. How are we doing with regards to a specific topic? And this time it's going to be with regards to what the public sees. What the public sees, according to Pew Research Center, they're letting us know what we the people see with regards to America's future, roughly 30 years into the future. Basically, Americans see a country that will be in decline economically. Does that encourage you? When you see what is happening right now, I'll tell you what. For example, right now, there can be some serious issues with regards to what people pay when it comes to health insurance. So looking at costs of health care, for example, right now, according to the nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation, the average deductible, now there are going to be some that are going to be higher. Of course, there'll also be some that will be lower. So they're saying the average deductible under Obamacare is $255. Under a plan that the Republicans want to pass, the deductible for that same plan would rise to $6,105, particularly the one that the Senate is proposing. Would go from the deductible, would go from 255, the average deductible now. Again, I know that we've heard higher, but we've also heard lower. The average deductible would go from $255 under Obamacare to $6,105 under the Republican Senate plan. Now, oddly enough, we do have a lot of people who are supporting a lot of the plans, a lot of the proposals being put forth by our Republican politicians. But interestingly enough, we do have some people who are very, very skeptical, you might say, even pessimistic about the nation's future. Not only do they see a country in decline economically, but they also see America in decline politically and particularly on the world stage. Roughly 56%, very, very narrow majority of the public, saying that they're at least somewhat optimistic about America's future. Hope gives way to doubt when the focus turns to specific issues. Check this out. A new Pew Research Center survey focused on what Americans think the United States would be like in 2050. So we're talking again roughly 30 years from now. And that survey finds that majorities of Americans foresee a country with a huge and growing national debt, along with a wider gap between the rich and the poor, and a workforce threatened by automation. How many of you are seeing more automation in places that you frequent? Like restaurants, for example. Are you seeing more gadgets on your tables that you can use to pay your bill? Some of you may recall the conversation that I had months ago when I mentioned that we have some restaurants in Europe, some in America, that are actually using robots to do the jobs of human waiters and waitresses. And as that becomes more and more prevalent, I mean, because you don't suppose that this is something that the restaurant industry is using, the executives in the restaurant industry are using just for fun. You don't think it's something that if they like it, they're going to decide to use just for a little while and then go back to using the humans. You think that if this gets big and they conclude that they can save money and be more efficient, take good care of the customers, you suppose that the robots will be with us to stay, or do you suppose they'll eventually be replaced by the humans who have been there all the time anyway? Majorities predict that the economy will be weaker. They predict that health care will be less affordable. Let's stop right there for just a minute. I was just sharing with you that under Obamacare, the average deductible is $255. Again, according to Kaiser Family Foundation, a nonpartisan organization, they simply gather the facts and share the facts with the public. Average deductible under Obamacare, $255. A deductible, the average deductible for the same health plan where the Senate Republicans to pass what they are envisioning and proposing would skyrocket to $6,105, which of course would make it absolutely unaffordable for most people. There are people who are struggling with $800 per year. Struggling with that. And understandably, can you imagine a deductible that is over $6,000 each year? Majorities are predicting that the economy will be weaker, healthcare will be less affordable, and here is irony of ironies. Majorities are predicting that healthcare will be less affordable, yet we have many, many, many from amongst we the people who have bought into the story of the Republican politicians that we need to get rid of the Affordable Care Act and replace it with what? Who knows? But something put out by the Republicans. And everything that they do propose so far is just not truly, obviously, in the best interest of Americans. The program where they wanted each American to pay for their own health care, and they would pay for it out of the individual's own investment portfolio. And of course, we know how markets are manipulated. We know how people can lose their fortunes even when those fortunes are in the form of investments. So they have their fortunes wiped out and lose their health care all at the same time because they no longer have the ability to pay for health care at all, because their ability to pay for their health insurance was tied to their investment portfolio. It hasn't happened, but that's what has been proposed for years. Majorities are predicting that the condition of the environment will be worse. They're also predicting that older Americans will have a harder time making ends meet than they do now. Also predicted a terrorist attack as bad as or worse than 9/11 sometime over the next 30 years. The share of Americans who are dissatisfied with the way things are going in the country, 7 out of 10 Americans dissatisfied with the way things are going in the country as of January of 2019, January of this year, 7 out of 10 Americans dissatisfied with the way things are going in America is higher now than at any time in the past year. The view of the U.S. in 2050 that the public sees in its futuristic eyeball includes major changes in the country's political leadership. Nearly 9 in 10 Americans predict that a woman will be elected president. 65% say the same about a Hispanic person. And on a decidedly optimistic note, more than half expect a cure for Alzheimer's by 2050. Not only that, but the public fortunately has a more positive view, or at least a more benign one, regarding some of the current demographic trends that are going to shape the country's future. The U.S. Census Bureau predicts that by 2050, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, and other people of color will constitute a majority of the population. And we definitely have some mixed thoughts and mixed feelings about that across the country. Peoples of color becoming the majority population. 42% of Americans say that this shift would be neither good nor bad for the country. 35% believe a majority minority population would be a good thing. 23% say it would be bad. So essentially, we have about 77% of Americans who are okay with that changing demographic, the fact that people of color will become the majority in America by 2050. 23% saying it's going to be bad. These views differ significantly by race and ethnicity. Whites are about twice as likely as blacks or Hispanics to view the change negatively. We were saying that 23% of Americans overall see this as a bad thing. 28% of whites see it as bad. 13% of blacks see it as bad. 12% of Hispanics see it as bad. And when asked about the consequences of an increasingly diverse America, 46%, but only a quarter of Hispanics and 18% of blacks say a minority country would weaken American customs and values. When asked about the consequences of an increasingly diverse America, 46% of whites say that a majority minority country would weaken American customs and American values. Now, notice now, for the purposes of this part of the conversation, they're not saying the economy would be weakened. They're not saying our political standing would be weakened. They're saying that America's customs and values, American customs and American values, would be weakened. Now, 18% of blacks say, yep, a majority minority country would weaken American customs and values. Roughly 25% of Hispanics say the same. Now, that leads to the question, what are we referring to when we talk about American customs and American values? It's important to realize that customs and values needs to be understood. So, for example, one of the values of America is that we do what we can to oppress peoples of color as much as possible, make it more and more difficult for peoples of color to vote, make it difficult for people of color to be able to be well educated, making it more and more difficult for people to pay for college. Well, that is one short list of a set of values that are American values, because it only describes the values that some Americans hold. There are other Americans who truly embrace the idea of as many Americans as possible, white Americans and Americans of color, being well educated. Americans of color and white Americans being free to run their businesses without hindrances, without obstacles, without unnecessary barriers. These are some of the values that are held by some Americans. So when you talk about American customs and American values, it's so important that we think about how broadly arrayed American customs and values are. Back in a few.